According to Madam Florence Jigbe, the current housing policy and regulatory framework is very weak and cannot deliver world standard affordable housing on a sustained basis. Madam Jigbe said, granting the NHA regulatory powers will strengthen institutional capacity and arm the entity with the requisite policy framework that will enhance the housing sector. The Ministry of Public Works, which serves as board chair of the National Housing Authority, is charged with the responsibility to regulate housing construction. Despite this mandate, housing construction seems to be inadequately regulated. So why is this regulatory power necessary for the NHA?
A lot of things have to change. We do have regulatory powers. In order for NHA to begin producing the way you and myself want NHA to produce, we must be given some powers to regulate housing development sector of the Republic of Liberia. If you go like past Liberia, people just construct anyway, anyhow. And remember, the Ministry of Public Works is our board chair, statutorily. Land Authority is also a member of the board.
The inadequate regulation of housing development over the years has resulted to increase in slum dwellers' vulnerability to housing-induced poverty, disasters, diseases, and crime. On the 50-50 talk show in Monrovia recently, Managing Director Florence Jigbe unveils her administration's plans and how she envisions the NHA in the coming years on a government's arrest agenda.
We just construct some matches, boxes, we call it estates, yeah, which we are getting out of. My plan is that we construct estates, cities. In fact, I want smart cities across the 15 counties of Liberia. The government cannot shoulder everything because there's a huge need for affordable home for the Liberian populace, both low income, middle income, even the high income that needed luxury homes. There's a huge need for that.
Monrovia, the nation's capital, is currently faced with housing crisis. The UrbanNet 2022 Global Housing Crisis Report shows that Liberia needs at least 200,000 new dwelling homes to reduce current overcrowding. For Managing Director Jigbe, there are workable formulas to address these issues and deliver up to luxury homes for Liberians if given the necessary and sufficient support by both government and development partners. This is Vasta Talu reporting for Newsline.